Good morning. Morning. It's Annie doing morning prayers, and we begin our time with a prayer as we focus on God together. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you that we have woken up, that you have given us health and strength, and we pray for this day. We pray for this time together that we would meet with you. Thank you that you delight in being here with us. Amen. So I thought we'd start with an encouraging psalm. Sing to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. Praise the Lord, O my soul. His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy arm has shown his saving power. Praise the Lord, O my soul. The Lord has announced his victory and has revealed his righteousness to every nation. Praise the Lord, O my soul. He has remembered his promise to love and be faithful to all. The ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break out in praise and sing for joy. Praise to the Lord, O my soul. Sing your praise to the Lord. Make a joyful sound before the Lord, the King. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And so some opening liturgy and opening prayer from Padraic O'Toole. Turning to the day and to each other, we open up ourselves to the day and each other. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will and a day that we'll journey through with God. Whether it still rain. With patience or joy. May we find opportunities for generosity towards others and ourselves. May we create and celebrate times of encounter and connection. May we find stories and laughter, even in the most complicated places. May we start again where we've failed again. May we forgive and be forgiven. Because this is the way of living, that it's worth living daily. So our reading is Exodus 12, 1-13. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, "This month is to be for you the first month of the year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share one with their nearest neighbor, having taken into account the number of people there are. You are to determine the amount of lamb needed in accordance with what each person will eat. The animals you choose must be year-old males, without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the members of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and the tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. That same night they are to eat meat roasted over the fire, along with the bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. Do not eat meat raw or boiled in water, but roast it over a fire, with the head, the legs, and internal organs. Do not leave any of it until morning. If some of it is left until morning, you must burn it. This is how you are to eat it, with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste, it is the Lord's Passover. On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of both people and animals, and I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt." A it's always really hard to know what to say about a passage, and this I thought I found particularly difficult. I was struck by how embodied faith is. Obviously, the Jewish faith, our faith, you know, there's a sense of it being really lived out in the everyday being in the world in which we are. It is a very embodied faith, celebrating the physical. And I was also struck by how practical God is, because they're about to go on a journey, and so they have a good meal. And they prepare it, ready to go, getting ready to leave Egypt with their coats on, standing up, and they're very practical. I was also struck really by how much I don't understand. I personally believe that God is good, and so I really struggle with the concept of this, particularly this plague, and all the Egyptian firstborn children being killed. And I don't understand. I don't get it. And I think it's a hard thing to work out. And I don't think we can work it out, actually. And also, how complicated is the situation in the Middle East? You know, we look at what's happening today, and, you know, we look at this passage, and I just want to weep. And I think we have to recognise that it's a very complicated thing. But also, without wanting to sort of bring too much glory into a dark passage, you know, we are reminded of the blood of Christ and how God has saved us, and we celebrate all that Christ has done. And as I read this, I was so thankful as a Christian that I can celebrate that God has saved me from death and from sin. I don't know what you think of this passage. You may want to ponder on it through the day. But we're here to pray, so let's pray in silence. I always cry when I think about the Middle East, but let's pray for the war in the Middle East. I'm sure you know children, people who have lost children before or after birth, and you may want to pray for them. You may want to pray for children that you know who are sick at the moment. And as we think of the Israelites leaving, we think of refugees having to leave their home. Even today, people fleeing across the world because of war and conflict. So let's spend some time in silence. So as we think of the Israelites being saved through the blood of the Lamb, I've chosen a fairly traditional hymn, which I think fits reasonably with this passage in its tone.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace.
I hope you enjoyed the singing, even if the words didn't quite work. I think this is a very powerful prayer. It's an old prayer of St. Ignatius. You might want to read it, and you might decide you don't want to pray it because it's quite challenging. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and grace. That is enough for me. Amen. So may the love of God touch our hearts today. May the light of Christ be in our thoughts today. And may the power of the Spirit direct our path today. In the name of Christ. Amen.